According to the Pew Charitable Trusts, national health standards call for children to visit a dentist every 6 months. That recommendation clashes with new data showing that more than 14 million children enrolled in Medicaid did not receive any dental care in 2011. Health analysts attribute the problem to a number of factors, including a shortage of dentists. Here to discuss this study and what it means is Shelley Geshen, director of the Pew Children's Dental Campaign. Welcome to Current State, Shelley.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. First of all, give us a brief overview of this study. What did it seek to learn?
The Pew report, which is called In Search of Dental Care, looked at the percentage of kids that are enrolled in Medicaid who received a dental service in 2011. We also looked at the availability of dentists to treat them. So we have state-by-state data, and Michigan is one of the states that's having a serious problem with this.
How did we rank exactly?
Well, Michigan is one of the 10 states where low-income children are least likely to receive dental care. 61.5% of the Medicaid kids, and those are the low-income kids that are most vulnerable and most high risk, did not receive a dental visit in your state.
And it's not just Michigan, obviously, here. What is creating this disconnect? Why does the United States in general have such trouble providing such a basic service to low-income kids? You alluded to the shortage of dentists on one hand, but what else plays into this?
Well, there are a number of things. Michigan is a state that's actually tried hard to address this problem over the years, but no state has done enough. There are a lot of problems. There's a shortage of dentists overall, and it's getting worse over time. There are impending retirements, a lot of them, as the baby boomer dentists seek to retire. And then there's way too few in every state who accept Medicaid patients. In Michigan, almost 40% of your dentists are over age 55, so in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to retire, and there aren't enough new ones to take their place. So over time, the shortages are going to get worse, not better.
We're talking with Shelley Geshen. Shelley's the director of the Pew Children's Dental Campaign about the disconnect between low-income kids and proper dental care. One of the challenging features of this is that poor oral health is one thing that can really lead to other poor physical conditions generally. What kinds of conditions do you see in adults who didn't get proper dental care as children?
Well, this report didn't look at that specifically, but basically if you have poor dental health as a kid, you're likely to have poor dental health as a young adult and an adult too. A lot of people who don't have proper access lose teeth. My grandmother was of the generation where a lot of people around her expected to lose their teeth before they die. We don't in my generation. But for poor people, that's still a reality. If you have, and the issue here is that there's such a scarcity of dentists and they're so poorly distributed across states that even people with insurance who know they're supposed to go to a dentist and have been, I think, are going to have trouble getting one in the years to come.
What is this distribution? What's in play there exactly?
Well, every year the federal government collects data. States and localities apply for designation as a shortage area. There's rigorous criteria. It's hard to get designated as a shortage area, so I think the numbers are an undercount. But there are 45 million people across the country who live in federally designated shortage areas, meaning they can't find a dentist. 45 million is a lot. And then you have probably another 40 or 45 million who may technically have dentists nearby, but they can't get to them for one reason or another, or they can't afford them, or they're in an institution, or they're disabled. So our system of care for dental is really fragmented, and it leaves millions of people out.
I'm reminded of these stories that I've heard periodically about bacteria that originate in the mouth that can end up getting into the body and create heart problems. And I mean, you would not associate those two things necessarily.
Well, that's true. Most people don't know that cavities are actually a chronic condition, not an acute condition. Cavities are caused by bacteria, and once they start, they can't, unlike a cold or the flu, you're not going to get better with time and bed rest. You have to get it treated sooner or later. And so, you know, prevention is one of the things we have to do more of, and that's one of the bright spots in Michigan, because 90% of your water is fluoridated. What could be strengthened in Michigan, however, is that there aren't enough sealant programs to put sealants on low-income kids' teeth. Sealants are those clear plastic coatings that go on the back teeth when they come in, and it prevents most of the decay. It's simple, it's cheap, it's effective, but the kids who most need them are least likely to get them. So we need more public health programs to make sure prevention happens in a cost-effective way.
I'm really struck by this this whole generation of baby boomer dentists that are just all of a sudden demographically retiring at roughly the same time. Is there any kind of effort to persuade any of these older dentists to delay their retirement?
I think those are personal decisions. I know the American Dental Association keeps track of this, but I don't think there's an effort to persuade them, no. I think what's happening, though, is that there are more dental schools starting across the country, and there are some dental schools that are increasing their enrollment. But in Michigan, they're also creating a pilot program to train a new type of dental provider called a dental therapist. And that is a mid-level provider similar to a nurse practitioner on the medical side. So that is a proven model from around the world. There are more than 50 other countries that have them, and Alaska and Minnesota have them already, and Michigan will have them too in the next few years. So those are primary care dental providers that would make a world of difference for low-income kids.
How does the Affordable Care Act play into this scenario, if at all?
Well, it's a great question. There's good news and bad news on that score. The good news is that the Affordable Care Act did say that all children should have dental coverage. So if it plays out the way we want it to, millions more children will have dental coverage. The bad news is the system already can't accommodate the ones we've got in there now with insurance. So I think we've got a train wreck up ahead, and that's why we're doing reports like this, because policymakers really need long-term strategies that are sustained over time to address this issue.
Michigan's also been in the headlines recently because we are one of the handful of states that has so far declined to expand to expand Medicaid coverage.
Well, that's a shame for adults. It really is, because they really need the services. But it won't make a difference in demand for dental, because all children will receive coverage. That's not optional under the Affordable Care Act, and dental is supposed to be a required service. So there will be many, many, many new children seeking care, and the system in all across the country is not prepared to treat them. So I hope that policymakers in Michigan will take notice and be proud of what the state has been able to accomplish thus far, because there's a lot of savvy leadership in your state. But it's, you know, the Surgeon General called this a silent epidemic in the year 2000, but it persists as an epidemic, and it isn't so silent anymore.
Shelley Geshen is director of the Pew Children's Dental Campaign. We've been talking about a lack of dental care for poor young children. Shelley Geshen, thanks for joining us on Current State.
It was my pleasure.